Later on this hour, we're going to talk about acts of heroism among the men and women who often patrol the streets of the world's largest cities. And we're not talking about policemen, street vendors. In many ways, they've become our eyes and ears on the streets, helping to protect the public. We asked you, our listeners, to tell us some of the professions that maybe don't get due credit, could use a hero category.
This is Kiki calling from Savannah, Georgia. Waste management and janitorial workers are my heroes because we never seem to think about them until they're on strike and those services are no longer available. I recently moved here from California, and while everything is handled in a very different way, I'm very impressed with how clean Savannah is and how wonderful the waste management workers are here.
Hi, this is Glenn from Commerce, Michigan. Heroes, moms, no doubt.
When I talk about heroes and professions, well, here in New York, the street vendors are getting a hero award to celebrate the individuals who blew the whistle on the Times Square bomber and even the Tunisian fruit vendor who started the democracy revolution in Tunisia. Here's a text from Kamal in Alpharetta, Georgia. Para-educators are heroes because we work alongside the teacher getting no recognition but justify their work through being emotionally attached to the special needs students as much as the teacher. Although we are overlooked, we still reach the emotionally affected. A listener in Denver texts, restaurant employees, they tend to make very low wages with little thanks, working extremely hard and getting yelled at by people above them and by customers from time to time. Another Denver listener texts this, teachers, some love it so passionately but don't have the opportunity to do it the way they need to and want to for the benefit of our children. Keep the conversation going. What profession deserves a hero award? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More later this hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.